Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
I'm so sad.
Why are you sad? What's the matter, Pumpkin?
Well, Ryan Gosling injected his face and he messed it all up.
Oh, no.
He got fillers in his cheeks.
Oh, great.
Why would he do that?
I don't know.
Why would he do that? Or am I being duped with AI?
I don't know. I got to see this. Hold on.
Am I being duped?
I don't know. I think I saw a picture myself.
You did?
Yeah, okay. I think it did happen.
Oh my God! Why would he do that? He has too much filler in his face.
I don't know.
It's a crime, I tell you.
Good looking man.
He's a great looking guy.
Yeah.
And his cheeks all full of crap.
That would be like me going out and doing it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because you're a handsome devil.
Exactly.
You don't need anything.
Would you ruin this? No.
I'm sorry. What did you say?
Would you ruin this?
So he's gone a little too far with the fillers.
Looks swollen.
Yeah, it does. He looks swollen.
Maybe it's going to go down.
Maybe it's like, remember that day I came in with lip injections?
Yeah.
And it was like dish, and then they went down.
Yeah, he just needs to put his face on an ice block or
something. All right. Well, anyway, that's a shame right there because he's a good looking guy. He doesn't need that. Let's see here. Oh, this is a sad little story. I'm full of doom and gloom. Ryan Gosling screws up his face. A wolf is dead. We introduced 10 new wolves in December, and one has been found in dead in Larimer County. Well, son of a gun. I feel like
what happened to him?
I don't know, but I feel like a farmer took him out.
I feel like they would tell us if it was like disease or something.
Yeah, no, I feel like someone. That was a hit.
I feel like a farmer took his tractor and just went pink.
Yeah,
I feel like those wolves people. I think they would tell you if a farmer took him out.
Well, I don't think the farmer's gonna tell anybody.
No.
I think he took his tractor, ran over this some bitch, and then left.
But they would know. There'd be a tire track on there.
I don't know why it says. Let's see here. Died of natural causes.
This wolf thing is not going the way they thought it would, is it?
No, it's so far they've killed 6 calves and one injured another
one. It's going exactly the way the farmer said it would go. If
yeah,
you remember,
that is true.
The farmer said that if you put these wolves in here, they're going to eat our cattle.
Yeah,
yeah,
and that's what's happening right now.
And I don't want them to eat the cattle. I want them to eat the deer. There's way too much deer.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. There are deer everywhere. And now we have that zombie deer disease.
Oh, yeah.
Where two hunters died of eating venison from zombie deers. Deer. Not deers. Yeah. the zombie deers with an S.
We have zombie deers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like a bacteria that takes over their brain.
Yep.
And then they keep functioning even after they die.
And they just walk around like cluelessly in the woods.
And you know what? I think in my yard. I feel like the three that are in my yard have it because they just go like this.
Hey, what are you doing?
And they're not afraid of humans. And that's one of the symptoms.
Yeah.
They're not afraid of humans. And we just sit there and they're...
Have you checked your White Claw? They might have gotten into your stash.
I don't. They just stare at you.
Are you leaving just a little sip in the cans when you toss out the cans and they're drinking it?
No, I think that they're stoned. That's how they look.
Yeah.
I was like, stone what? Deer. And they scare the crap out of you. You walk out your front door and there's this three gigantic animals. You're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
But the good news is that tells me that there's no mountain lions around. Because if they're in my yard, because when there's deer,
there's cougar.
Right.
Yeah.
And there's deer. Woo! There's cougar. Oh, by the way, on that same wavelength, you just told me that there's milk with bird flu in it or
something? That's what they're saying.
Oh, okay.
They're saying some milk was, I guess bird flu was discovered in some milk product.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. Man, this.
I don't know how does the bird flu get in there? I guess the cows eat grass.
Which they poop in.
Which the birds have pooped in. Maybe that's it.
Maybe.
I'm trying to find the connection here with the cows and
all
the birds.
This stuff is just making me happy.
I know.
It's making it through pasteurized milk. So that's like the process that's supposed to kill any bacteria or viruses that
come
out
of the cow.
And it got through that. Awesome. Yeah.
I love milk.
I'm not even going to need Ozempic anymore because I'll just be like not eating anything based on this show. God. I hate couples. Let me just tell you that right now. These cheese ball, like lying couples. I'm not a fan. Let me tell you what I'm talking about. Donnie Wahlberg. You know him from Anyway, Donnie Wahlberg shared on the Drew Barrymore show that he and his wife, Jenny McCarthy, sleep with each other when they're out of town via FaceTime.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he's in a hotel somewhere, or she's in a hotel somewhere.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And they put on FaceTime on their phones
so they
and
can
lie
sleep
beside
together.
Them on the pillow and sleep together all night
long. He literally says whoever's going to fall asleep first, they call that the other person, and then they get on FaceTime and they're ready for bed.
And then they sleep together.
Yeah.
Isn't that adorable?
Well.
It's so ridiculous.
I don't believe it. Tell you, I don't believe this. I think they talk on FaceTime, probably, but to set her down on the pillow?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Good night, baby.
Yeah.
And then I mean, this is.
Can you imagine the other person's alarm's going off?
Yeah, right. Exactly. Like, this is so dumb. He said the couple currently lives in Illinois, but Donnie films a lot in New York, while Jenny films The Masked Singer in L.A. Donnie said whoever's going to sleep first calls the other one. He said the calls aren't because of jealousy, but because they simply miss each other. Okay, Donnie. Oh my God. You know what's weird is that she had sex with his brother.
Mark?
Yeah.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be weird.
Yeah, how would you be able to marry her afterwards?
I know. Knowing your brother stuffed her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. It seems kind of hot. I think keep I can get past it. Jenny McCarthy.
Okay. All right. Well, you know what? I'll look at it the way you look at it.
Yeah, she's pretty odd.
Carson's favorite guy, Posty. My man. What'd you say, Posty? My guy?
My boy.
My boy. Sorry, he's not even a man. He's my boy. Posty is launching a graphic novel and film adaptation. The singer-rapper teams with Platinum Dooms and Vault Comics. And it's not about his life, right?
Well, no. And I don't even know, they don't even know if he's going to star in it or have any other, like, real big role in it. It's kind of weird. It's a weird story.
It says it's about an 18-wheeler set in medieval times.
Yeah, that's set back in time. Yeah.
And it has, like, this big arsenal of, like, you know, like, rockets and guns and stuff, and it just goes back and mows people down.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Like Terminator in medieval times?
Yeah, but like an 18-wheeler.
Okay.
It's wild.
I saw a casting call for a film that's being filmed, I think, in Telluride, and it was interesting because they were going back to whatever, the 1800s for this movie, and they said, and I didn't even think about this, no tattoos. If you're going to be cast, you can't have
them. Oh, yeah.
And you forget, like, oh, yeah.
They didn't have them.
They didn't have no cowboys with tattoos. All right, anyway, I don't know why I told you that. There you go, Tabloid Trash.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
BJ and Jamie. Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. You mentioned something a few minutes ago off air.
Yeah.
It gets better. It will get better for you.
Okay.
The empty nest
situation. I'm adopting a bunch of kids.
No, yeah. You probably won't.
I probably will, yeah.
I know it sounds good right now.
No, I'm going to get a bunch of kids.
Look, Jamie's
just
about to lose.
Fill the void.
She's about to lose her son. He's going to go off to college.
Yeah.
It's going to be an empty nest situation in her house.
Yeah.
Now, I went through this with kids myself.
But if you have a bunch of them, it seems like nobody gets troubled by them. But when you have one, it's like, I mean, that's it, right?
One's devastating.
So that's why I'm going to replace him. I'm going to replace him with a bunch of kids.
Yeah, I had three at the time, and we got down to the last one because they all don't leave at once unless they really hate you.
Yeah.
But I had three. When we got down to the very last one leaving, it's like, wow, this is, you kind of look around the house like, well, it's awfully quiet around here.
Yeah.
But then eventually you get used to it and it all, you know,
well, I think it does help because he goes with his dad on the weekends.
Yeah.
So that part helps. And then when he was little, the custody arrangement was like he would go away for a couple of weeks in the summer, you know, with his dad. So that part helps.
Yeah.
Because that part,
I think, and you're going through it right now, I think the most agonizing part of it is the anticipation of it coming.
Yeah.
Because once it happens, it happens. And you get over it pretty quickly. I mean, sure, you miss them. They're your children. I still miss mine to this day. But you do get through it and everything's fine. But man, leading up to it, the last couple of weeks or so.
Can we talk about something else? This isn't really fun for me. Yeah. Can we talk about booger season that I was telling you off the air?
No,
does anybody feel like it's booger season?
Yes.
Right? 100%. Am I the only one? It is like totally booger season.
I go between painful boogers and then just like really like dripping out of my nose boogers.
One of my boogers made an entire, it's like a plaster of Paris inside my nose.
Oh, yeah.
Like he is like, whoa, that is like the inside pattern of my nose. It's bizarre.
It's like a molding.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's booger season, friends.
Okay.
I'm telling you, it is. Oh. It is because I don't know if it's the wind or what.
Sometimes I have to wash my face just to get, like if it's a hard booger, just to get my, like get that moisture
the
up
steam.
There so it loosens it up a little bit.
Do you know when I was little, this is a true story, I used to collect boogers.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
No.
I did. Because
where would you put them?
On a tissue.
Oh.
And I'd keep them in my room. And I was waiting for them to turn into gold. True story. On the Bible. I kept my boogers on a tissue. And I waited for them to turn into gold. Because my dad said, what are you digging for gold? And I believed him.
I'm going to be a millionaire.
And nobody ever told me. Until like one day my mom walked in there. And she's like, what is this? And she was gagging. Yeah. And I was like, they're going to turn into gold nuggets. And they never did.
Mm, no.
And then one day she really disappointed me and told you, your dad lies to you. It was very sad. I know, right?
Yeah.
I believed him. But remember, he's also the guy that told me it was froggy outside.
Yeah.
So I spent my whole life telling everybody it was froggy. And I believed that too. Like, what? They lie to you, those parents. Yeah. I won't even mention the other stuff they lied about.
Do you feel better now?
I do feel better now.
Okay.
Yes.
Now that you got away from that other story.
Because there's just no reason to talk about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I simply brought it up because you'd brought it up.
But I brought it up off the air. I just mentioned it.
Yeah. Well, I just thought it's bothered you.
No, it's not. I'm getting a bunch of kids. So it's replacement kids.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's like replacement parts.
I'll bet you. And I said this off air too. I'll bet you there are some people listening to our show right now that's got a kid or two. They can let one go.
Oh, you think they'll just give them to me?
Oh, yep. Donations.
Well, I told you.
You could have probably four or five kids down at your car right now by the time we get off the air.
I told you because we didn't have washer and dryer when I grew up. I told you that laundromat's where to get them.
Yeah.
Because people don't care about their kids at the laundromat.
Yeah.
Because we were outside. Like, nobody even knew where we were. My mom was just like, go play.
Was that for you? Was that a Saturday morning thing?
Yeah.
Us too.
Yeah. So we were just at the laundromat.
The laundromat.
I don't even know. We were like,
I hated that place.
I know.
I swear, I hated it.
And the
it.
Dogs around it were so scary, and you would be mauled, and your mom wouldn't even know. Horrible.
All right. BJ, Jamie, here it is. It is a Wednesday. Going to be beautiful today. 77 for a high, mostly sunny, and then rain. Man, they're seeing a lot of rain for the weekend.
Yeah, a whole lot.
It's kind of rare around here, you know?
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah, to get 3 days of rain.
Oh,
yeah, right.
That's very rare, here they say. Yeah. All right, back after this.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Wednesday. I saw where you're looking through some of your stuff over there, Jamie, and you're talking about Tesla and, you know, what they're doing and everything. And it reminded me, I saw a story this morning. You know Apple, that Vision Pro they came out with?
Yeah, it kind of didn't really
go anywhere. It's not doing much, is it? Mm. I thought for sure that thing was going to be groundbreaking. And it was really going to take off. You know what I think it is? I think they just outpriced themselves. People just can't afford to go out and drop.
$4,000?
Yeah. If you got the full package, I think it was like $4,000.
Yeah. It goes anywhere from...
That's a lot.
$3,300 to $4,300.
Yeah, that's way too pricey.
Well, the story is this morning that Apple has cut the shipments to these places that are selling it by 50% because the demand isn't there, and they're saying that there probably will not be an updated version for 2025.
It just didn't take off like we thought it would, but man, the video was cool.
Yeah it was. I mean, they almost sold me.
Yeah, because I was like, I got to be it. Oh, that's cool.
That's what Apple's really good at, though, is just making stuff marketing. Seem cool. Yeah. They're amazing at marketing.
They are coming out with a new iPad.
They are?
Yeah, a new iPad, and it's $1,000. And I guess it'll have a new keyboard, and it'll have AI abilities that the old one doesn't have, and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
So all that's good.
So you can upgrade.
Yep, you can.
For a small fee.
Remember
for a small
that
fee.
Day? This was years ago. Do you remember when I thought you made fun? Like, I held it up to my ear. Like, this is going to be so stupid to call on. You remember that? I was like, what does this do? You have to hold it like this with both hands to call somebody? Oh, my God. That was an embarrassing day. Oh, well.
I love Apple products, though. I mean, they hit a home run every now and then. But sometimes, I guess, they have a little bit of a flopper on their hands.
The iPhone is the worst product ever made.
Oh, no, it's the best.
I think it's the best.
I think it's so easy to use.
I will say their MacBook's pretty darn good, too.
I tell everybody, because I have an iPhone now, I tell everybody, don't go away from Droid. Stay with your Droid. This is a piece of crap.
Yeah. Well, I think it's never whatever, you know, you get used to and what you really
like.
Well,
I've had this how long now?
I don't know, but you've never really gotten used to it.
I hate it.
Yeah. It's been like 6 or 7 months at least.
Yeah.
It's stupid.
Yeah. I thought you haven't really made the transition.
And you know what? I'll even ask Carson to get me out of something, and he'll be like, I don't know. What have you done?
Well, I mean, sometimes you get yourself into things, and I'm pretty savvy when it comes to an iPhone. I don't know.
There's times where, like, you log yourself out of our little TextNATO thing, and then you try and get back into it, and then you end up. I'm like, how do you even
go to a random website?
What are you doing?
It's called operator's error.
Yeah, user error for sure.
Right now, I told Carson, I go, dude, I have 28 tabs open. Can I just delete them all at once? And he's like, I don't know. So we went, no, you have to individually.
Yeah, you swipe
that
up.
That is a design flaw.
Yeah.
My God. 28 tabs open.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Wednesday morning. Oh, listen to this. It's Carson's boy.
That's right, baby.
Posty is right here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, there's the music. Gotta go. You got any big plans today? Anything big?
I got lots of plans. Lots of crazy-ass plans.
Really?
Planning.
Man, wall to wall.
Just wall to wall coverage.
All right. Well,
I don't know why that Xfinity spot like drives me nuts that you do that Xfinity commercial, because you should go wall to wall, and I don't know why I can't.
How do you say wall?
What wall?
All right, now say wall to wall.
Wall to wall.
So what am I supposed to do?
I don't know, but the Xfinity has wall-to-wall coverage.
Nothing wrong with that.
And wall-to-wall.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
You try it, Carson.
Wall to wall.
Hey, you tried.
Wall to wall.
We're the dumbest show on the planet. I don't know why we don't win awards.
We gotta go. Everybody have a great day today. Enjoy your Wednesday. Hump day. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Take care and bye-bye.
Love you, people.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.